Sound a little gay, but my mouth is full of salad right now.
Gay.
Nah, it's cool.
Hey, welcome to TDF Radio, everybody.
This is James Ridgewood here. How you guys doing? Long time.
Todd Worthington, back screaming on the mic with salad in his mouth.
As usual, tossing the salad.
I guess. I'm going to keep the music going for just a little bit here.
All right,
you know, but I think in the biz they call this a music bed.
All right, if you say so. I don't know shit about the biz. Other than the fact that I've been listening to a lot of Howard lately. I've been listening to a lot of Howard. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, I've actually been listening to, because since, again, radio sucks in the desert, I've been podcasting lots of different stuff out here.
Good stuff.
It's been good. So hey, welcome back. We've been gone a little while. We don't plan to be gone that long again in the future. But, you know, it could also happen again.
You never know.
You never know. We podcast whenever the hell we want to.
Yep. What are you drinking over there?
I am drinking, good story, a Wild Range IPA.
I don't even know that.
I'm not sure that it's a real brewery, but they sell it at Fresh and Easy.
Real enough. You can drink
it. They sell
it
at Fresh and Easy.
It gets drunk? Does it get you drunk?
Oh, yeah, it does.
All right.
They sell it at Fresh and Easy for $4.99 a six-pack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who said anything? IPA.
Who said anything about beerflation? I remember, like, you know, maybe 7 years ago getting PBR for $4 a 12-pack. I mean, if you can get decent beer for $5 a six pack, the world is still a good place.
Yeah.
I'm drinking myself some Costco brand, Kirkland brand, small batch bourbon. It's pretty delicious.
Again.
No, it's totally different. It's a new thing that they have. It's a small batch bourbon. It's like $20 a liter. You buy it by the liter. And it is
good.
It is like 54% alcohol or something. It is undrinkable neat. You gotta put an ice cube in it and then you're all good.
Why is it undrinkable?
Undrinkable neat? Because it's 54% mm-hmm. alcohol, man.
And an ice cube helps that? I'm not a scotch person, so you know.
Man. You like cut it? I mean, you put in the ice cube, it like melts a little bit, you know, cools everything down, puts a little water in there. It's nice. But at 54% alcohol, drinking that with nothing else, difficult.
Mm. Okay.
Normally, whiskey's like, you know, 40% alcohol.
So you're going to be nice and toasty by the end of this.
I already had a 24-ounce beer before this, so yes. And I plan to probably drink all night because I got house guests coming in after this.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult day tomorrow at work.
Oh, yeah? Why? Can I ask that?
Because I'm going to be drunk.
Oh.
Probably when I arrive.
Well, that's all right.
I mean, if
I
stop drinking at 3, I will still be drunk when I get to work.
Hmm. This actually will transition into, we were going to talk about the NFL. So I wanted to talk about this college kid who, I guess, went out partying before meeting with the Bengals.
Wait, was this the wide receiver? The Bengals took a wide receiver today. What's his name? He was like the number one expected wide receiver to go.
Mm-hmm. I think so. But he went partying. He was supposed to have like 7 or 8 meetings that day, and he went out partying really hard the night before, went to one of his meetings, and was like, I gotta go. I'm done.
Wow. Well, the Bengals, as you can see, like they draft a bunch of winners. and I mean winners in the Charlie Sheen sense of the word.
Winning. We also missed that while we were gone. I'm actually sad about that.
Yeah, I know. Did I tell you he was on Howard Stern? Like, he was on Howard Stern, and it was pretty fucking legit. Like, he sounded pretty normal. Like, I mean, normal, way more normal than he sounds in, like, the sound bits.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching last night, and I hesitate to admit this, but I was at my girlfriend's house, and we were watching Chelsea Lately.
Hey, you dropped out.
I can hear myself just fine.
Well, I guess just keep talking then, because I may not be able to interact with you at all.
No, I can hear you. You're coming in fine. The internet's been fucking weird. We're watching each other on video like a bunch of weirdos, and the video's like 10 seconds behind. Anyway, so we were watching Chelsea Lately yesterday, my girlfriend and I, which is, you know, kind of dumb already. And they had some great quotes from Charlie Sheen. Oh, video unavailable. Awesome. Maybe we should just cut the video. Maybe that'll be better. Oh.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I cut the video.
It is a radio. What do our listeners care about?
Yeah.
Video.
We'll try to keep everything good. I cut my video. You can cut your video. You're still coming through. Anyway, so back to the real story. Maybe it's a real story. We were watching Chelsea Lately, and I guess Charlie Sheen bailed out somebody, and he was talking about how this guy was like a real-life assassin, and Charlie Sheen was his warlock, and that's why he came to bail him out. It was epic. Charlie Sheen is like the biggest pimp of all time.
How is he a big pimp? I don't understand what the hell's going on with him.
Have you seen the chicks he's banging?
No.
He's been pimping. Oh, I recommend it. Worth seeing.
on my end, I was kind of bummed that, I was bummed that I couldn't, pull Charlie Sheen and, quotes and make drops from it. But
maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Yeah. But maybe we can find one online.
So anyway, this NFL guy, like this wide receiver, is it the wide receiver who the Bengals ended up taking? Like after he missed all their meetings, they still ended up taking this guy?
I'm not sure. What's that dude's name?
I don't know.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't mean to hit that, but whatever. Cool. All right,
hold on. I'm Wikipediaing the 2011 NFL draft.
Are you quite done?
No, that's not one. So we can talk about the NFL and how there's not going to be a season, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's AJ Green. Wide receiver from Georgia.
Well, regardless, whoever this dude is, I mean, he's lucky if he got the job.
All I know is the Chargers ended up being smart, and they took a fucking tackle in the first round, finally.
Really?
Yeah, they did. Corey Lugett out of Illinois. Doesn't sound too bad.
Hmm.
He is the third tackle taken in the draft. Fourth tackle, I take that back. Although the guy the Bills... No. Yeah, the guy the Bills took, I believe he's a... They're going to make him a nose tackle anyway.
Hmm.
Whatever. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. All I know is the Carolina Panthers taking Cam Newton. I think that's going to be a fucking disaster. Good luck, fuckers.
So what do you think what do you think the deal is? What do you think is going to be kind of the result here with this NFL lockout deal?
Oh, I guarantee you the season's going to get played, man. It's only a matter of time. There's too much money. And when it all comes down to it, it comes down to money. And both the players and the owners want the money.
Well, yeah, they want the money, but, it sounds like the guy in the NFL Players Association, what's his name, who's negotiating for them, is like a hard-ass ball breaker. And I read somewhere that it was predicted that when their contract came to an end, that he was going to cause a lot of trouble for people. And sure enough, he did.
I don't know. I mean, this has happened before. Like, pretty much every time the players' contracts are up, like, shit happens. I don't know when the last time it was. It was, like, mid-90s, and there was shit. Like, I don't even know. They might have missed a game. Maybe they just missed preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely shit happened. And so I sort of expected that there was going to be a lot of shit, and shit's going to get done last minute. Like, I was expecting nothing before the end of the season. I'm expecting nothing now. I think come, like, July or August, shit is going to start to get done. Like early August, late July. That's when you look for something to get done. Yeah. Because, I mean, they can name all the schedules and say, hey, the players are going to go play here. They don't need the player's contract for that. They only need the player's contract when they actually need the players, which is August. And so they're going to be in negotiations. And if the players caved in now, like, they're going to, like, if they signed a deal now, I'm sure the players would get fucked. So the players are waiting till the last minute until, like, the owners are sure that the players are willing to be like, fuck you, we're not going to play. And then, only then are the owners going to back down a little bit. In my opinion, like, I don't really know, you know, I don't have the inside scoop, but I think the owners are trying to get the players to sign on to 18 games. The players don't want to do it without getting a shitload more money. And frankly, I don't blame them for that. Like, you know, that's a lot more injuries you're going to get. And you want more money for that.
I mean, I get the logic of a longer season on the owners, on part of the owners. Because, I mean, hey, the football season goes so fast. We'd love a couple extra games. But, you know, you see these players down the line that are just killing themselves and have all kinds of crazy health problems because they've, you know, been running into walls with their head for 15 years. I get the argument on both, yeah, on both ends.
Yeah. Mm. No, I mean, I get it too. And I think, you know, it's going to come down to money.
You know, can I tell you something?
The players are willing to play 18 games if the money's there.
Yeah. Like whores. Yeah, we'll do it. You just gotta pay us more money. Yeah, we'll do the gross stuff.
The really gross stuff.
We'll do the really, really gross stuff. But you know, you gotta pay up for that.
Yeah, one of the Roonies.
And you gotta lick your thumb.
Oh boy, Raymond Ray, I miss you, boy. I think he's coming into town allegedly in a week. Allegedly,
really?
Yeah, allegedly.
Huh.
I guarantee nothing. Anyway, I think it was Art Rooney. You know, I think he's the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is like totally a, well, he at least comes out publicly and says he's opposed to the 18-game season. And he sort of has a rep for sticking up for his players a little bit. I don't know how much it means, but, you know, I mean, those, the owners who are managing their franchises well, I think are making money hand over fist, and the other owners are like scrambling for money. But, I mean, everybody likes more money, and 18 games definitely means more money.
That was a lot more money. Can I tell you, though, that we were at Stacy and I, when it were out, we're trying to make new friends out here. And
how's that going?
It's all right. I had a couple of beers, and I made this comment. These people were talking about football and how they're real excited for it and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, there's not going to be, just being a dick, I was like, there's not going to be a season. And they got legitimately mad at me, and I was like, oh fuck, well this is not a good way to make new friends.
Oops. No, there's definitely gonna be a season. I wouldn't worry about it. Like, there's too much money at stake, and the thing is like football players' careers are too short.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of people are gonna, I mean, the players are legitimately gonna scramble come crunch time. So a deal's gonna get done, but I think everybody's waiting till the last minute to try to get the best deal possible.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So we should talk about how, because I think in between podcasts, we attempted to get you on the Mikey Show.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't have any kind of resolution for that.
Did we not say anything about that?
We said that we were going to do it, and then we put the video.
I definitely posted about it.
We put the video up.
Yeah, we definitely put the video up. Oh yeah, totally. That was that was like right after. I did it right after the last podcast.
Right. I'm on the Facebook page right now.
Yeah.
Looking at your glorious mug with our mic and a flag. Bandana,
yeah,
wrapper on your face.
I mean, if I had like a some other bandana, I just look like a fucking terrorist. But with an American flag bandana, no terrorist wears that.
Well, yeah, you're just a terrorist on the other side.
Maybe.
So we tried to get James
terrorist
on the,
of mystery.
We tried to get James on the Mikey show. Their sports guy was going on. It's a slightly sad story. Their sports guy was going on a paternity leave because he was adopting. He and his wife were adopting a kid, and right after we submitted our video, shortly after it went out. Like the lady that they were adopting from decided to keep the kid. So James doesn't get to be on on the Mikey show.
Well, it's all good. I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, it was rough. He sounded pretty. It was a sad story for sure.
I'm bummed about that. I mean, you know, in as much as I can be bummed about a guy I don't really know, but you know, I feel bad for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only reason I know about it is because, like I was saying, radio out here in the desert sucks, and Mikey actually, just like I think a lot of radio shows do now, they put all of their stuff on the internet so you can download it. And I've actually been listening more than I did before. And I just toss it all on my iPod the day after it broadcasts and been listening. So that's how I even knew that this was happening.
Yeah, that was like that was probably the first video I've ever made. By the way, iMovie, pretty awesome. Gotta give it up to that.
But how many takes did it take you to do that?
It took a couple. Like probably four. I don't know. Maybe more than that.
I thought you said 10.
Yeah, I don't know. It was somewhere in between there. Somewhere between 3 and 10.
Yeah.
But I definitely took it a couple times because every time I stuttered and shit. I mean, I remember why it took so many. So it took me a couple. And then, like, the third video I made or so, I was like, all right, this is the money one. And it was, like, 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And they'd said, oh, yeah, the video's got to be 2 minutes. And I thought that was sort of a soft limit. So I go to upload it to Facebook, and they're like, no, we only accept videos that are 2 minutes.
Whoa.
And they rejected my video. So then I had to, like, cram it down. That's why it took, like, 10 takes.
Well, the video's awesome.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it's linked from tdfradio.com. If you go to like the February 17th post, Woods for a Day, yeah, you can like it, bitches.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, a couple people liked it. I was like, oh, wow, people actually like MMA.
Yeah,
bunch of non-bitches.
People put some comments on it. It was rad. Did a great, great job.
Yeah, GSP is fighting this weekend. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I heard. Isn't Couture fighting also? Like his last fight?
Last fight. I don't know.
Well,
see.
You know,
I have sort of doubts about any
just
like
you know, how many times has, you know, Cher retired? How many times has
Holy shit.
What?
Randy Couture is fighting Lyoto Machida? That is going to be a fucking bloodbath.
That's what everyone's saying, and that's supposed to be his last fight.
Oh, man, I got to check the betting line on this immediately. How am I out of this? This is what I get for, like, going out of the country for a while, you know? Like, I don't even realize that, like, Randy Couture, who's fucking badass, is going to get lit the fuck up. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I might eat my words on this. But I think, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, Lyoto lost a couple fights that I was like, how did he lose that fight? But, dude. Oh, yeah, he's a big favorite. It's bad.
So you should put, like, a couple bucks down on Couture.
Lyoto Machida is a 3.3-1 favorite. And that's probably conservative. I don't know. Actually, it's difficult to say because Couture is such a good game planner. If anybody's going to put up a decent fight, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. I've been sort of out of the betting on MMA recently. So tough to say. But Lyoto Machida is less of a favorite than GSP. But I think they're going to keep backing their white hero there with GSP. I think he's going to win. GSP is like the white hero of MMA, man. Like, I hate to say it. I hate to say that there's racism. But, like, you know, he's sort of like the white hero, you know. You need that guy to appeal to, like, a white audience. And so they keep putting him in these fights where he's, like, very likely to win. In my opinion, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, nothing against him. I mean, he's a very legit fighter and he's very good. But, you know, if GSP went down, like, I don't know. It'd be bad for business. They don't want that to happen. I mean, at some point you can't prevent it, but it'd be bad for business.
Yeah. Speaking of racism, did you see that the president released his long form birth certificate?
Yeah, I didn't give a shit about that. Like, give me a fucking break. And the best part is that Trump's like, yeah, I made him do it.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
You're welcome, world.
Give me a fucking break, Trump.
Trump's such a douche.
And don't get me wrong, like the thing is like he's pretty much just making a fucking mockery of the whole fucking political system, which
he's not gonna run.
I tend to think he's not gonna run either. Like the guy is just being like, look, I'm fucking bumping up my publicity, bitches, and Obama's a bitch. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, except he's like, yeah, just make sure you watch The Apprentice.
Yeah. Yeah. They should just Obama should drop out, and it should be like Trump against some apprentice in the election. And then they put it on pay-per-view because, you know, that shit can't be free.
Mm-hmm.
God. Fucking bullshit. Whatever.
It is bullshit.
Dude, I cannot believe that Randy Couture is fighting Lyoto Machida. I really want to watch
that. I'm surprised that you didn't know about this.
Oh, I mean, I've been out of it. Like, did I tell you, actually? This is kind of interesting. While I was abroad, I was out of the country for a little while, if you guys didn't know. And I'm not really going to say any specifics of where I went, but let's just say it was Asia.
Nobody cares.
I know. But let's just say I went through countries, and this is a good one. So I was in the top three of my bracket. So I needed Kentucky to make it to the finals and then lose. And then I would have won. Like I had them making it to the final two, but then losing. So if Butler or VCU would have pulled it out against them and not Connecticut, didn't Connecticut end up winning? I don't know. Yeah, it was Connecticut. Like if Kentucky would have lost to either VCU or Butler, I would have won. Anyway, so with four teams left, I'm like, I'm abroad. I'm seeing whether I need to hedge my bracket, you know, lock in some money, and I go to some gambling sites. And they're just fucking blocked.
Really?
Like, it's like, you can't go to this site in this country, fucker. I'm like, really? Really? I can't fucking bet on things? What the fuck is this? Fucking Singapore. Actually, they don't block it. They don't block it, but yeah. It's illegal in Singapore, and you can go to fucking jail for it. Jail. Singaporean jail.
Yeah.
I wanted no piece of that.
That's like, you know.
But I was in another country, and it was blocked.
Weird.
Yeah. It was weird. Like, I was like, I guess I'm not hedging my bracket. Fine. Yeah, anyway, whatever. So, yeah, I've been sort of out of it, and so I didn't realize. I mean, I knew that GSP was fighting this weekend, but I did not realize that Lyoto Machida was fighting Randy Couture. That's a great fight. And by that, I mean Randy Couture should get destroyed. I'm looking forward to it. Shit.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do after this, is get money on that.
Well, hey, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah, no worries.
Feel pretty good about it.
Hey, maybe if I do end up taking action, I'll post it to the Twitter. I'll post the line that I got. How about that?
That's great. I think that's a great idea.
All right. Sounds good.
Anyway, sorry, taking a picture of something right now.
Really? Something's going on that requires picture taking?
Yeah.
All right.
Has
Stacy come into the room naked?
Yeah, and I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Hold up. Hold up.
All right.
Yeah. So then, you know, like she comes in and I was all... Yeah. I'm like, hey, let me get my camera. Hold on. time, you know, things are happening. It doesn't matter if we're recording. Hey, babe, we're on the air right now. She's probably going to kill me for doing this.
Like, she listens.
Can I tell you something?
Tell away.
So she goes, I go, she says that, and we talked about this before, and I actually have a drop of you saying it. She goes, she thinks that I do like a cheesy radio voice on TDF radio.
Oh, yeah? Dude, you sound pretty normal. Like, you sound like you normally sound.
That's what I thought. That's what I was going for. But I guess, you know, maybe from like the opening clip or whatever, you know, when, you know, we're welcoming, we want to ramp people up.
I hear that.
You know, we want to get people excited. Maybe my voice changes a little bit. I don't know.
I think you sound like you normally sound.
She goes, yeah, you do a cheesy radio voice, so I couldn't listen more than 5 minutes.
Stacy, man the fuck up. You heard me.
I'll make sure that she hears that.
Okay, good. Good. I would appreciate that.
Mine gave it all of 5 minutes and was like, this is fucking stupid.
I don't even remember what that's from.
That's you. That was all of us talking about our significant others listening to the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She totally gave that shit up immediately.
Despite the fact that I think our show is pretty fucking good. Like, I listen back to old episodes and I'm like, man, this is fucking ballin'.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just two people just sitting and talking.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's because I listen to a lot of talk radio because, you know, it's like Howard Stern all the time in my car when fucking the NFL season's not on.
Well, I definitely think that more people should be listening to us.
Yeah. Well, and listen to us, fuckers. Come on. Shit.
And to that end, you guys are all right. I went after something. I'm going after new people.
Good.
James has seen this already. And I just posted it to the Facebook not that long ago, and I think it's going up on the blog in a minute.
All right. Good shit. Are you going to post it on the blog, or you want me to?
No, you said you were going to put it on the blog.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it till the show's over.
I just put it on the Facebook now. I created a bumper sticker. I was inspired by something, and I was like, we need a fucking sticker. So I started kind of perusing, you know, random, you know, create your own bumper sticker sites, and they sucked. Like, I was sending them to James, and he wouldn't even reply to the ones I was sending. So I'm like, yeah, those probably suck. So on there, I see, like, this, you know, I saw a symbol that I was like, oh, I could just make something better because I have all this free Photoshop software anyway. Might as well use it. And the results are on the Facebook page. Head over there, like it. I am going to be putting I'm going to be doing a small run of bumper stickers with this logo. And, you know, write us on Facebook if you want one. I'll get it to you.
Hell yeah. I think it's pretty fucking badass. I think one's going up in my car.
I may get one a little bigger than what we were talking about. I got a quote from a guy that does custom jobs, and for like $40, I can get like a 6x5 size sticker. Yeah.
Like 6 inches by 5 inches?
Yeah.
Oh, good shit.
Let's see. He wrote me today.
I don't think it's actually going on my bumper, but it can go on my back window. Taped on the inside where I can take it off so I can resell the car. You know.
But so the symbol is you know, I got it from somewhere. It's pretty,
it's a good symbol, man. I don't know how much they spent on that, but it's ballin'. I'm glad you ripped it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I used the, Photoshop programs. I used that magnetic lasso tool to get it clean.
Good shit.
Because it wasn't just on a black background. It was on like a whole thing.
Oh, I think it looks great.
So, and then I found a free font, which is actually it mimics the Budweiser font. So I just went all kinds of stealing.
I mean, you know, stealing's the internet way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it.
No one's going to sue us.
I don't think so. If they do, that means we've gotten too big for our britches, so to speak. So I'm not that concerned.
Yeah, we're going to get we'd get a cease and desist well before we ever got sued.
What are they going to do? Take our podcast money? Oh my God. You want my $100 in equipment? Shit.
Here, take it.
Yeah.
Take it, I'll get a new one. It's better.
Yeah. Yeah, my shit's already old. Yeah.
Whatever. So if you want a sticker, write me on Facebook. And I'll get you one.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's going to be good. It didn't take me all that long to get it, but to make the sticker, but I'm pretty proud of it, I got to say.
No, I think it's something to be proud of. Shit. Shit's badass.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Stacy's refusing to put it on her car because I ripped off the logo.
Dude, you'd be the only person in Palm Desert with that shit on your fucking car. It's going to identify you like nobody's business.
I put it on my car. I'm gonna.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna put it on my car.
Fuck yeah.
Which I leave in the work parking lot.
So that's coming. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
What else? What else were we gonna talk about?
Dude, I don't remember. You sent me the shit.
Oh yeah, I sent you a text yesterday.
Yeah, but my phone is charging because it's almost dead. Oh, did I tell you? This is actually kind of hilarious, but I'm only going to take up 1 minute, so don't worry.
Go ahead.
I ordered $250 in $1 coins from the U.S. Mint, and I'm going to do this slowly until I have enough coins to fill up my bathtub.
And then doing that?
Yes. Literally, I ordered it already. It's awesome.
That's bizarre. That's just weird.
I'm going to fucking Scrooge McDuck in a fucking shitload of money. It's going to be awesome.
It's kind of weird, dude.
Whatever. I'm okay with it.
The other thing that I was going to talk about, and I don't know how you feel about it, but so, you know, I've been driving a lot more for my new job, and the other office that I drive to is, you have to go through some pretty rural territory before getting to it. It's not like it's in a small city, but in between where I am and where this office is kind of rural. And, it's like Trail of Tears going through there with all the dead animals, with all the roadkill.
Nice.
Like, I mean, it's bad. It's bad. And it's not just, you know, squirrels and rabbits and raccoons and birds and stuff. I've now twice on one freeway seen dead dogs. Like house dogs. No, three times now. I've seen two pit bulls and a Labrador just dead.
So they just hit them and just keep going?
Well, my only guess is that these dogs are, you know, riding in the back of people's trucks or something, you know, and they hit a bump or something and they fall out.
No, that's kind of fucked up.
Now, my...
And then they just keep going? They don't even, like, bring their own dog back?
Thank you.
Bury him or something?
Thank you.
I mean, it's... I know it sucks, but, like, you don't just fucking leave your dog there.
That's brutal, right?
I think it's kind of fucked up.
Like, why would you just keep going? Why wouldn't you stop and pick up your dog?
Of course, if the dog fell out of the truck, don't you think you'd at least be able to limp to the side of the road or something?
I mean, you'd think, but probably what happens is they fall out of the truck and then they get hit by something behind them.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just, it's bad, dude. It's bad. This freeway, like, you know, the animal control people who go and scrape them up, they've got a busy job there.
Sounds brutal.
It's fucking gross.
By the way, I'm on George St. Pierre's Wikipedia page, and in 2008 and 2009, he was named the Canadian Athlete of the Year. How many other fucking Canadian athletes are there who, like, dominate their sport? I can name zero.
Are we not counting hockey at all?
Dude, hockey's not a sport. I'm just kidding. All right, fair enough. Actually, don't the Russians fucking dominate that shit? Isn't there that guy who fucking dominates and he's Russian? He's not Canadian.
What's the difference between a Russian and a Canadian? Nothing.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Actually, George St. Pierre does look vaguely Russian. Like, he has sort of like that Eastern European small head thing going on. I'm looking at his picture right now. Like, if I didn't know that was George St. Pierre and you said, hey, what's that guy's nationality? I would have said Russian.
And think about it. It's cold. They talk weird. They're miserable. They're not the U.S., but they wish they were.
They drink a lot.
And they drink a lot.
All right.
What is the substantive difference between Canada and Russia?
At the same time, you could say the same thing about Canada and the U.S. Other than Canada's colder and more northerly. They're pretty similar. Mm. But George St. Pierre looks Russian. I'm standing by that.
Okay.
All right. Man, I'm kind of drunk right now. All right. Good. So what's next, man? You got to get going soon, don't you?
Yeah.
So what's next?
And we don't really have much else.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. So I can actually stay on time and, get out there. So, I guess I could talk that, Stacey and I made, got one step closer to the grave, I guess, and, bought a house.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Good. It was kind of it's a really weird process, where basically everyone is just, off filing papers and then they go, here's your house. Granted, a whole bunch of money ends up changing hands at some point, but it never really feels that way. Everyone goes, oh yeah, and then you do this and people send you this and the bank gives you a whole bunch of money and then here you go, here's your house. And we're in. And, moving always sucks and we still have boxes and,
So you've moved in proper, right? Where you have that fireplace next to your bathtub?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, it's badass. And they started the work on the, we're putting a pool in. Instead of putting more money down, we, did the American thing and put less down and got a pool.
Hey, no, that's the way to do it. If shit goes bad, at least you can walk away and not feel bad about it. It's not your money. No, I'm serious. Fuck it.
So, but it's great,
No, that's awesome, man.
It's great. You're going to have to come visit. We'll do a broadcast from here.
All right. I'll visit there. Get that pool squared away. Because it's so fucking hot out there, I'm not gonna come outside of the pool. We might have to do the show from the side of the pool.
I got no problems with that.
All right. Yeah, me and the girl are talking about moving in together. I don't know what that's gonna mean. What that's gonna mean for the show. I don't know.
It's gonna mean a lot of what I do. Like right now, I'm sitting in a back bedroom, and pretty much virtually empty back bedroom.
The podcast bedroom, huh?
What's that?
The podcast bedroom.
Podcast bedroom, yes. This is my own pirate location.
The pirate shit. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what that's going to mean for me. We'll see.
It's going to be good things. I think it'll be good for you.
I think so, too. I'm hoping.
It's about time.
Maybe. Maybe. You did want me to talk a little bit about buying electronics while I was in Asia. I could give a little note about that.
Little note. And then we'll wrap up in, 3-4 minutes.
All right. So I did go to some places where electronics were made or procured or produced. Let's just say I did see, I'd go into electronics stores, and then I would go into the back of the electronics store, and I would see soldering. It was awesome, like them soldering new shit. And I saw, knockoff iPods for $10. $10! I was baffled. I'm like, I don't even see how you fucking get a USB jack and a speaker and 2 gigs of memory and a screen on something for $10. Like, it didn't even compute. And the thing works. I'm just like, wow, I don't get it. Yeah, it might only work for like 6 months, but the thing works. I don't get it. But yeah, dude, electronics, basically anything that's not named brand, costs nothing. Like, those people are working themselves to death. It's true. But it's for my benefit. And I thank them. Like, I know it's fucked up. I know it is. But, like, they commoditize everything. And so, like, everything is cheap. Food costs nothing. Nothing. Those people eat like kings. And the food costs nothing. I feel bad. Because, like, I mean, yeah, like, there's so many broke people. But, like, the food is delicious. And like, it makes you rethink your life. Because, like, you can take, like, $150,000 and be like, I can live like a king over there. Boom.
For, like, a long time.
Forever. Like, $150,000 is enough. You've made it.
That's it. You're just done.
You're done. You don't want to work anymore? That's fine. I met some dudes over there who were, like, Americans, and they're just like, yeah, I just hang out now. Like, straight up. They're just like, I don't work anymore. I just hang out here. That, and it makes you sort of think about it. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, they're not working. They're not doing anything. But, like, fuck everybody else. That sounds pretty fucking good. Like, not having to wake up and go to a job. Not having to, like, bow down to a boss or anything.
That's rad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I talk to these guys and they're just like, yeah, I just like hang out and like drink a couple beers and like eat some food. And, you know, occasionally maybe I'll do a contract job or something for some company back in the US. That's about it.
Phenomenal.
I know.
That is the dream.
It's fucking awesome. There's nothing not to like about that.
Huh.
I'm kind of jealous, actually. Like I'm thinking about taking my fuck you money and just, you know, going over there. It really makes you rethink that.
Yeah.
But yeah, electronics are fucking cheap. I have some videos. I'll see if I can post any of them up. But I have some videos of like me going through some electronics marts where it's just like shit as packed in as closely as it can be, like selling off-brand goods. And basically anything that's name brand is like full price, American prices. But like everything that's off-brand, everything that like, it's just like, oh, I need a card reader. I don't care what brand it is. It can read these kind of cards. Boom. That shit's like $3.
That's phenomenal.
Whatever it is, doesn't matter. That shit's $3.
Yeah, and who cares if it breaks after, you know, 10 times using it, because the next one's $3?
The next one's $3, exactly. Shit's badass. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to start playing our song.
All right. Do it. Yeah.
You got it working smooth.
Nice.
That's it. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Times are strange. We gotta.
All right, so we just had a quick podcast today. You know, we'll come back around and we'll do it. I don't know. Maybe we'll keep doing short shows.
Yeah, but was a short one because I missed the fucking train today.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Quit missing the train, dude.
Dude, I don't know why. Every time we podcast, I miss the fucking train.
It's weird. It's almost like you're meaning for that to happen.
You know what? Well, no. It's not my fault. It's totally fucking... It's got nothing to do with me, I assure you.
All right. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. And TDF Radio is going to be out for who knows how long, but we'll be back. Read us on Facebook if you want that bumper sticker, we'll get you one.
You gotta put it on your car though, fuckers. Like you can't just have one. You gotta put it on something.
Absolutely. It's gotta go on something.
Yeah. If it's not your car, you know, a street sign or fucking, I mean, I'm not proposing you vandalize something, but put it on something.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright.
Thanks for hanging out. TDF Radio's out. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Late. Come on, bring it on. I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it on. I'm ready for it. Come on, so kiss me, girl. Oh, honey, I'm gonna make it out alive. So kiss me goodbye. I can see the venom in your eyes.
puts on some reptilian. Industry's venomous with cold-blooded cinnamon. No need for nervousness, it's just a little turbulence.
Whoa, whoa, what just happened there? What just happened there? You just restarted that shit. What the fuck? Okay, you are unplugging your shit. And Stacy owns Todd.